Unfortunately, the Gothic Vampire Empress, Lady Ravencroft, is indisposed. So it is left to me, the Darkmere, to reach into the Vault of Time to pluck a past episode out of it for this evening's show. Here we are. Now, this is an interesting one. One of the Madame's best episodes, if I do say so. So stand by, sit back and enjoy this repeat broadcast of The Dark Side.
Coming up next is The Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft on Classic Rock FM 98.5.
The following program is a production of Classic Rock FM 98.5. Warning. The following program may include songs and programmer content containing strong coarse language, sexual references, and possible religious or political critique. Listener discretion is highly advised.
There's a mysterious style of music some know about, many do not. Languishing in nightclubs and underground radio for over 35 years. Born out of the nest of punk during the mid-70s. Firmly taking root during the dawn of the 1980s. Described by those who grew up with it as deeply haunting and mystical. This unique musical genre has been lovingly supported and adored by many of its followers over the decades. It still thrives and exists today. Now, it makes its crossover onto terrestrial mainstream radio. For tonight, you will be brought into the world of the Goths, and the music that helped shape and define who they are. I am the presence known as the Darkmere, and I welcome you to slip into the dark side with the Gothic Vampire Empress of the Night, Madame Ravencroft. So sit back and relax. For in a moment you'll be translocated into this magical musical experience in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Dark Side. And now, here is the Gothic Vampire Empress of Waterloo Region herself, Madame Ravencroft.
Ah, you've arrived. Welcome, my dear darklings, back into the Dark Side. Only heard here on 98.5 CKWR. The most unique full-spectrum music genre FM radio station east of the Rockies. If you are new to the show, I welcome you also. I am Madame Ravencroft.
Yes, she is.
And that voice you hear alongside my own is my fairy co-host, Eva, belonging to the She-Race Fae Collective Division. I'm not at the Belfry at the station, but broadcasting from the lair of Ravencroft, and will be for the time being.
I heard you've been a bit sad the past few days. Why is that, Lady Ravencroft?
Well, this week, on Friday, we lost a highly respected programmer here at the station, which I had developed a strong friendship with.
Is that Pete Fowler?
No, but I see him also as a beloved fellow programmer friend, though, Eva.
Is it Carl Andrews?
No, it wasn't her either, but she is among the family of programmers which I care deeply about here, too.
Then who is it?
Well, that person is none other than Glenn Peltier. During that time, I grew to admire him and his presence. Now, I'm starting to miss him. I never gave Glenn a proper send-off when much of the staff from Carl Andrews all saw him off at the tail end of his four-hour shift shortly before 10 a.m. this past Friday the 18th of July. Both me and Rob Daniels of Visions and Sound were disappointed. We were not asked to join them. We both would have been there had we been asked to see Glenn properly off. So the event has hit both of us sort of hard, me more so than Rob, that it has weighed my spirit down and placed me into a late state of melancholy. I'll get over it, but it may impact my person for a little bit. I miss him.
I'm sorry.
What happened?
He's retiring from radio. He's become a free spirit and is out to travel the world, from what I can garner. Spend some solitude enjoying life, which I don't begrudge him. He's such a cool guy, not to mention so fun to be around. So much energy. Such a great presence that he is. I always woke up listening to Glenn in the mornings. He was the host of the morning show from 6 to 10 a.m. Now, there is no host of the morning show again.
Who will host it?
I really don't know.
Would you host the morning show?
Not at this time. If I was healthier, or if I was asked 10 years ago, I would have jumped at the chance. However, COVID knocked the wind out of my sails permanently, compounding what ailments I was born with, greatly encumbering me. Plus, I have enough on my own slate with this show, which I plan doing until my last breath happens. Maybe in time, the dark side may go 3 hours at max, to encompass other modifications that I like to incorporate and expand upon the listener's experience. I am currently working on a music special in my spare time, not at all related to the dark side, from the opposite side of the musical spectrum, from goth and goth adjacent.
What is that?
Let's just say, it's a genre of music not heard from in 50 years, but was once very popular for an entire decade. It's a 4-part special, celebrating the genre's best music from the time. Maybe it might be option for a 1-hour radio series, potentially, if I have the time to do it. Rob knows what it is. He's already heard the first episode and soon the second. Okay, let's get back into this show, shall we?
All right, then. Do we have scare mail tonight?
Yes, we do. A short question about the music itself from Max of Mississauga, Ontario. To any darklings or gravelings who work through the night listening in, if you have any spooky-ooky questions, or simply gothic-related questions or questions related to the show that you desire answers for, please send me your scare mail inquiries. You can reach me at madamebravencroft@gmail.com. Madame Ravencroft is all one word with Madame spelled M-A-D-A-M-E. I may also be directly reached at my 2 Facebook locations with a search for Tamara Ravencroft, the Gothic Empress, and the Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft fan page. And I will read them and see what I can do to get your questions on to air. Starting off the dark side, I have for you darklings, all new music, nearly taking up the entirety of the first hour, from the likes of the Gothic Angel herself, Sally Dia, Agency 5, Dark Ways, Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, Soft Scent, and Jesus on Ecstasy. The dark side, where we play, for the most part, Gothic music with bite. Gothic music for your precious mortal soul. I am the Mistress of Shadows, Madame Tamara Ravencroft, also known as the Gothic Vampire Empress, and you have found yourself within the dark side. I and Eva shall see you night, bebes, in just over 25 minutes' time. Take it.
Thank you. Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, Mix 98.5.
Why should I have to try and make you understand? Spiraling down into another world. A reason to analyze. I'm wearing this new disguise. Thank you.
Don't wail. There is more of the dark side with the Mistress of Shadows, Madame Ravencroft, still to come.
Tune in to The Lost Indie City with hosts Pete Fowler and Greg Seacole, Fridays 7 to 9 p.m.
The Tri-Cities' fastest-rising unique FM radio station, making the competition nervous. You're listening to Classic Rock FM 98.5, the sound of the region.
We'll be right back. Tamara Ravencroft, The Dark Side, Mix 98.5.
Thank you. someone to fix you? Was I maybe just a lie, just someone to lie to? Was it even real? Well, I can't tell. The only thing that's real for me is my personal hell. I gave you my trust, I gave you control.
From out of the mist, she comes. The night enchantress chilling your senses with the eerie and the most dark of music. Here she is, Madame Ravencroft.
A little dramatic, I must say. However, I've got to say I do like it. I might start giving you an expanded role.
Really?
Yes, if you play your cards right. Despite how you said it, it was uttered in your permanently calm fey demeanor. You are quite the comp one. Compared to the normal, excitable presence your other fae sisters demonstrate.
I'm over 1,000 of your mortal years, Lady Ravencroft. I'm not a child any longer. I'm an ascended fae. Once you ascend, the effervescence starts fading off. We fae become more serious as we grow older.
But you maintain a pranky fae nature.
That will never go away. It just modulates into a less and less compulsion for us more mature fae to show.
Okay, I was just inquiring. Not giving a personal critique, Eva, but I like the opening. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lady Ravencroft.
Do you like when I critique or at times admonish you?
It annoys me a bit. But it's you. It's something I expect from you. It helps me acclimate to mortals better, allows me to better understand them. And since you have a degree of fey blood within you, I'm not triggered enough to actually punish you for daring to harm on purpose, or blindly in a rage insult me.
So it's my blood type that keeps you from making me blind, or cause me to go feeble-minded, then?
Yes, sort of. I have other personal reasons, which I hold, that prevents me from outright harming you.
Okay, I don't know if I should be concerned or just dismiss that pensive end comment. But I gotta get back to the show. Welcome back, my darklings, to The Dark Side on CKWR. Starting us off, we heard the enchanting musical talents of a beautiful in-spirit young Danish-Canadian lady whom I've been dialoguing with from Berlin, Germany recently, but is originally from Vancouver, British Columbia. Her name is Sally Dia.
I heard you calling her the Gothic Angel. Is she an angel? Is she like the Gothic fairy Amy Lee?
No, Eva, but her voice is described as being gothically angelic, hence why she is so eloquently called the Gothic Angel. We heard a selection off her newest 2025 Dark Wave Dream Pop Dream Goth self-released album, Holding the Sun. That was It's You I'm Thinking Of. Following next, we had UK electro-goth rock band Agency 5 on the Distortion Productions label with Pray for the Sun off their 2025 album, Never Meant to Be. Then from Barcelona, Spain, we heard Dark Waver musician Dark Ways, who returns with his self-released digital single, Fading Time. After bridging over our station identification break, he carried on with Leeds, England band Red Lorry, Yellow Lorry, and a wonderful piece from off their 2025 COP international label gothic rock album, Strange Kind of Paradise, we heard Mini Trap Tears. Coming up closely behind, we had a favorite band of mine from Marche, Italy, was Dark Wave Goth Rock Trio, Soft Scent, and Susan and Sam, from off their premier 2024 self-released album, Chimera. Now, here's a band with a bright future ahead of them. Expect more stunning musical work from them in the future. Then ending our first sixplex, we saw the return of German Jesus on Ecstasy to the goth rock charts with Soul Crusher, edited for radio play, of course, due to a certain naughty word we can't say on air, from off their Metropolis Records 2025 label album, Between Despair and Disbelief.
Time for Scare Mail.
Indeed it is, my dear Eva. Tonight's Scare Mail, as I said earlier, comes from Max, short for Maximilian, from Mississauga, Ontario, who asked me this question. Dear Chimera, I hope you answer my question, but if not, then no biggie. At least I tried. My question is this. How is it the music you play on your show is so clear and crisp? Even my originals on CD or digital MP3 I purchase aren't nearly as clean audibly as those I hear from the Mix website. Do you get the masters from the labels and artists themselves? The audio resolution is just so much better. Max. But my friends call me Maximilian, off Mississauga, Ontario. Keep up the good work, Mistress Ravencroft. Well, first off, Maximilian, thanks for your email, and sorry for taking time to get to it, but I do answer all emails sent in to me.
Eventually.
Yes, eventually. Maximilian, I do get some releases directly sent to me by artists and bands, and from record labels. Whether they are master recordings, I don't know. But what I do is remaster them, even those that are already remastered themselves, to make them radio-ready. I also have to edit them in the case of making them radio-ready, so as to not violate CRTC, Canadian Radio and Telecommunications Rules and Regulations. It is also why there is a disclaimer at the beginning of each hour off the Dark Side, to insulate a radio station and myself from legal and punitive damages within the content of the radio program that it frames. Hence why bands and musical artists wishing to get heard on any radio station anywhere must make their music radio safe with a radio edit. But I digress. Maximilian, I have prior training in audio engineering from my early adult years in Toronto's television industry as a freelancer. I couldn't get into the various radio and television programs at the time, as I was both living in poverty as well as unable to get accepted into these programs, as others overwhelmed these positions want to get into television. I wanted to get into radio, but I simply couldn't get my foot into the door. Most of the spots were taken up by those wanting television. From what I heard over time, about 40% of those applying for those program slots ended up dropping out. Spots I could have been in, but I was overlooked. My boyfriend Rob Daniels of the radio program here at 98.5 CKWR Visions and Sound, who did study radio in college, has informed me many a times that I am a natural. I would have done amazingly well if I had the chance to be in a course like his and to prove myself, he believes. I was brought into the television industry on a conditional role from connections made under Queen Damora of Dark Child Society, who was impressed with my work setting up her own private radio station, Fang Radio, which still exists today, that she arranged for me to master study at a major television studio guild in Toronto, minus gaining a diploma, references, or having a wage. I accepted the offer as training. No matter where it came from, it was training in radio, or television in that case. However, over the time working in television, my ear became trained for filtering out certain frequencies and giving precedence over others. It's called having an ear for audio. I just have a knack for fixing up music, making singing voices sound and appear brighter. Now, I'm not a master at cleaning up all tracks, as much of what I have to work with depends on the equipment and microphone said music was recorded on, and how far the audio track has degraded. That is why you hear music I pluck from cassettes, for instance, sound better than what you remember or hear of them, Maximilian. I simply have a talent for bringing out the best in audio which faces me, because of love of the music, the musicians, and the bands that I tinker with or tap me to give a final pass-through of their musical work. In such, I develop bonds with those musicians, bands, and labels who I might work with. It's part of the music process, and I have an ability to make them sound their very best, as well as my show and the station which hosts it. And that is the expanded upon magic behind the music, which you hear on the Dark Side, and why it is so vibrant, Max.
Interesting. Now we know.
Coming up, we have a quad set taking us out of R1 with new musical morsels from the likes of Rotterson, Tralalas, Radar Field, and Frenchy and the Punk. I shall return next hour at about approximately 19 minutes time. My dark creatures. You're listening to 98.5 CKWR on your FM radio dial and internationally from our internet site at mix985.ca. This is The Dark Side, and I am your gothic empress, Madame Ravencroft.
Breathing sex.
Down. It's all right. It's only the dark side with Madame Ravencroft.
For the very best in movie, television and video game soundtracks and scores, tune into the maestro of soundtracks Rob Daniels and Visions in Sound. Fridays at midnight here on 98.5.
Waterloo Region's alternative music source. We are 98.5, the sound of the region.
Hi, this is Tom from Radarfield. We are a darkwave, synthwave music band from Berlin, Germany, and you're listening to the Gothic Vampire Empress on
the Dark Side with Madame Ravencroft.
We'll be right back. in a deep sleep, a place far away. We are cycling, cycling in space. Wheels go round, 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 round. Hands on pedals, pedals of sound. In a fishbowl, in the sea, water is fast, but will never be. Life in a dream, life in a dream, life in a dream, life in a dream. Floating in reverie, breathing together, the ebb and flow, the waves give life to all that we know. In a fishbowl, in the sea, water is fast, but we'll never be. Like in a dream, like in a dream, like in a dream, like in a
Vampire Empress has stepped out for a quick bite and a sip. She so loves her pizza and cherry Pepsi. Are we going with this?
Yes.
Okay. The madam will return after a word from our wonderful sponsors.